Alright, babe, welcome back to another episode of the J-Pod Bonecast presents 31 Days of Child's Play. Today's episode is day 27. We have October 27th, 2023. Just want to thank and appreciate all you guys for working with me throughout this whole entire month. It's been a very hard month for me. As you guys know, we lost someone near and dear. We're going to be celebrating the life of that person a little bit in our finale. But I am going to give Ryan T. Carson, also known as Thor on this podcast, a very great memorial when it comes to our regular seasoned, J-Pod Bonecast Season 6. We're going to open up with that. And I really hope I can do something amazing. But for now, if you guys want right now, I posted a link on our Twitch, our Twitter, our now known X, and Facebook. You guys can actually record an audio memory or anything you want to say about Ryan and send it in. I'll review it, and then I'll add it to the finale of this podcast when we have our Heidi Ho Halloween special. So today on the podcast, we are strictly going over some Chucky. We got Season 3, Episode 2, Let the Right One In. So we're going to start off, you know, we just started Season 3. I already like where it's going. It's cool that it's kind of getting a little, you know, scary a little bit more. In this episode, we kind of seen a little bit more Chucky, the way he usually acts and things like that. You know, at first it was very mysterious. You know, we have this Joseph doll, and, we're finding out that Joseph was in fact the brother of Henry that passed away unexpectedly. So did Chucky have something to do with that? You know, definitely. So we're going to start right off in the episode. Lexi springs this plan, you know, saying that, hey, we can easily get to Grant. Fuck boys are so easy, you know? Jake, you get the tickets. Devin, you do all of the background work. You know, find out everything you can about this person. Do a deep dive, and we'll get into the White House. We'll find a way. So, sure enough, we see Miss Fairchild. She's going to end up saying, is that Chucky in the White House? Wait, you guys aren't seriously going after him, right? No, I can't let you. I'm taking care of you now. I'm your guardians. So she won't let them go, but she knows that they're going to go anyways. So she says, you know, I'm responsible for you. I'll go. She knows the truth about Chucky. That's something I didn't pick up on in the first episode. But I'm assuming, obviously, over time when they stayed together, something was seriously wrong. And these kids obviously confided in Miss Fairchild and told her the truth. And she obviously gave them the benefit of the doubt and believed them, as crazy as it sounds, that a sadistic serial killer was in this child's play. This buddy doll, you know, this Tommy doll, whatever they're called. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on the name right now. Good guy doll. Jesus Christ. But yeah, let me get a sip of coffee as well. You guys will hear the furnace in the background. It's freezing. October's been chilly. It's only going to get chillier. And that is our first plug. Please go check out our boy Nikki Barva on Ichi the Chiller. Amazing blogger, just killing it right now. I love it. The movie reviews are unbelievable. So unique, so nice, you know, just gives you the raw fucking feels, and he'll be straight up with you, you know. So it's awesome. And again, my fault. I'm so terrible with pronouns when it comes to all my guests. You know, I refer to them so many times as he or him, she or her. And I just want to apologize in advance. That's just the way I talk. I don't actually mean it, though, you know? Like, please, so if I do offend anyone on accident, please tell me. Like, listen, you know, it was cool one time when you did it. I didn't say anything. But now I'm telling you now, you know, knock it the fuck off. You know, just think before you
seriously hurt someone's feelings, because it's not cool. I mean, if you're taking the time out to address people, you should do it in a manner where they feel welcomed. So, again, my apologies if I've ever done that. I'm a fast talker, and not to keep giving you excuses, you know? I'm not the brightest person, the brightest bulb, you know? You guys know me. It's J-Bone. So, my apologies in advance, by the way. But, yeah, you know? So, let's get back on to the summary right now. Sorry to get off topic. It's just something I do like to address at times, because I feel it's very ignorant. A lot of people, my whole life growing up, I've called them dude. And, you know, it drove my parents crazy, drove my teachers crazy. It's just the way I, you know, address people. I call people homies, you know. It's just the way I talk, guys. I'm sorry. So, you know, that's all I can really do and say. But, you know, I know apologies get old, and I'm sorry if I keep on apologizing. So let's get back on to the summary now, you know. All right, so Henry, me and Joseph can't sleep, so they're in the room with Grant right now. Grant, you know, you get that little jump scare they're trying to do this season. Grant sees Chucky's face, whoa, but it's all right. And Grant just, like, tries to console his brother Henry, who's obviously having trouble comprehending what's going on around him. A lot of people are starting to die. Teddy's dead. His brother's dead. And, excuse me. It's okay to talk about these things, you know? And he also kind of brings up that Joseph, he believes, is, like, in this doll almost, you know? Joseph's been talking to me. And, you know, Henry even asks if he's going to die too. And the brother is a very sweet moment. You know, he ends up saying, you know, we'll all have our memories and things like that. There's always going to be memories of us together. I'm sorry, this is, like, very difficult to read. You know, next time you miss Teddy or Joseph, just remember that. Just remember all the good times. And, you know, that's so true if you think about it. So, you know, Henry thinks that Joseph, again, is actually, you know, Joseph, Chucky Joseph. So Grant doesn't say anything, though, but he does try to inform his parents that maybe they have a problem. So Chucky's eyeballs now, they make up the title screen. We see Chucky written in eyeballs. Pretty cool. So we end up seeing them all downstairs, you know. We want some Swedish meatballs for breakfast. That's what Joseph likes. So, you know, President and First Lady, they're not going to make, you know, they're making pancakes. Joseph doesn't want fucking pancakes, he says. He's like, whoa, language. So that's when Grant ends up coming and say, hey, we need to talk, but it's too much, you know. But Joseph wants to go to the Oval Office again, you know. He needs to be close, he says. So sure enough, no problem at all. Mr. Collins takes him, picks up Joseph, says, you know, I don't think it's going to matter if he misses another day of school, right? So we end up seeing this Warren Price guy. He gets introduced. You know, his reputation's pretty big. He says that he's going to be like this ghost. And, you know, he's pretty much the security. He wants to take control of what's going on in the White House right now, find out exactly what's going on. And he's asking and pressing a lot of questions about Teddy. So, you know, he's here to take out the garbage. He suspects that, you know, his death wasn't actually, you know, inflicted gunshot wound, you know, that something might have happened. And he ends up finding, like, little doll footprints as well at one point. So that is crazy, you know. Not the first time Chucky's left footprints at a scene of the crime. So he sees Joseph and we're like, what is that, you know? But it's his kid's doll. We find out the letter opener is now missing. And he says, wow, that letter opener was very, you know, meaningful to me. I actually got that from Barack Obama. So Lexi's going to reach out to Grant, and she's going to do it by social media. So she's, like, pleading with him, please help me with Caroline. And he seems very interested. Like, they also suffered a tragedy. He suffered a tragedy. Maybe they can make friends. So she tries to get inside of the White House. Please send help. She practically invites herself to meet him. So, yeah, they end up meeting at this Balzac's Coffee, which is pretty funny. Balzac, right? The monster Balzac. Great pop culture reference right there to CKY. So, yeah, we end up seeing the president, and, you know, he says, you know, I seem to lost the, not only the mail opener, but Henry's doll as well, says the president. So sure enough, the secretary, she goes in, she's going to go and look around. She finds the doll and she's looking at it, and all of a sudden
Chucky just starts slashing her throat and starts laughing ridiculously. It's a crazy scene, you know? And it's crazy. So he pretty much beheads her to the point where her head falls off and saying, holy shit, that's awesome, you know? So, hey, do I look upside down? As she's literally being beheaded, so terrible. Just, you know, that comedy that they always throw in there. So he says, two down, four to go. But who's going to come in next? So then we see Price. Price walks in the room. He sees this immediately. He calls the first lady, who is now having a drink with the president, saying, listen, come to the Oval Office. Don't tell your husband. She lies, saying that she's going to go check on Henry when she actually meets Price. Ma'am, there's a killer in the White House. Agent Brooks's death, you know. First, you know, the first independent president, this can't be a coincidence. Someone is trying to hurt your husband on the inside. We can't let this get out. Spencer, one of the staffers, almost walks in too, but Mrs. Collins stops him, you know, says like, no, you can't come in right now. I'm looking for Henry's doll. We see two men that obviously know what's going on because they load up the body in this, you know, old chest and they end up moving it. So the company, the moving company, takes the body away of the deceased, unfortunately. So Grant and his Secret Service agent, we know this guy, he's pretty cool. You know, they're in the parking lot and they let Lexi, Devin, and Jake in. You know, this guy's very relatable. He knows that Grant is just a young kid just trying to have fun, and he's very trustworthy. I love this guy. You know, it's gonna suck when this guy probably dies. He'll do what he can to make Grant feel well, you know, and welcomed. So this is pretty cool, you know, because I feel like Lexi also likes this kid a little bit, but she's playing it down, you know, like right now she doesn't like him, but at one point she's going to grow to like him, you know. So we end up seeing Miss Collins go to Mr. Collins and saying that Samantha had to check herself into a rehab. This is the person who just got beheaded. She had an alcohol problem. Obviously, she knows the truth. So we end up seeing Jake and Devin hook up. And it's a very crazy scene because Miss Fairchild actually walks in. It is so creepy because she tries to give them like the talk, and it's just like a weird, like wicked weird talk, to be honest with you. You know, it gets weird so fast before, and you know, it gets right to the question, like, what about prepping for penetration? And he's like, oh, no, we know all about that. Don't. It's okay, Miss Fairchild. Some things we already know. You don't have to tell us everything. So feel free to come to me with anything, you know. So she, the plan ends up coming to light. They're gonna bust into the White House now, right? So we end up seeing Miss Fairchild, who's gonna try and get under Miss Collins and allow these kids to be with Grant and things like that. You know, have some type of relation comparison. So we see Miss Fairchild now, and she ends up going around. She's looking around the White House. She's like, are you kidding me? We end up seeing a flagpole move a little, and sure enough, Chucky is going to end up grabbing the flag and wrapping it around herself and suffocating her. So unfortunately, this is her time that comes to an end. The savior of our season two has now passed on, and once she passes away, Chucky says she's dead. Three down, three to go. He promised me results by going to Mr. Price. You know, we need to find this killer. What are you doing? So Chucky actually calls and taunts Mrs. Collins, which is crazy about Mrs. Fairchild. So that's like a wild one. Obviously, Chucky's going to run and escape through the gate. And we see, great, we see his little feet and everything like that. And this is over, she says. But they can't call the cops. And they can't do anything, you know. This has all been under their eye. You know, they have the first advantages. They get to the scene first, so they're, you know, thinking that it's gonna look really bad for the husband. Mr. Price brings out some pictures of an affair, you know, and he says, you know, America's been built on secrets, so it's nothing that I can't worry about or deal with. But you know, you think, yeah, you know me, but you don't, Mrs. Collins says to him. And sure enough, he says, listen, I know what your husband is doing, and I know how amazing he is for this country right now and what he stands for, and I think that's worth protecting. So if you just trust me a little, we'll get through this. I'm going to help you get through this. So Lexi, Jake, and Devin are all wondering where Miss Fairchild is, until sure enough, we get a Chucky FaceTime, and we end up finding out that he killed her, and then even cleaned up the mess for me. God bless America. I'm waiting for all of you, you know? So he's pretty much taunting him, saying, like, come on, you know? I'm just in this place, you know, hacking off people as I can. You know exactly where I am. You're going to see me on the news every single day. But, yeah. So that's about it for that episode. It was kind of a short one, you know? But I'm really enjoying where the season 3 direction is going. I think it's kind of unique how they're doing it like this. But it's going to be cool. And I am very curious to see if there is going to be a season 4. So we have 2 more episodes of season 3 to get through before we get our halfway point. And unfortunately, this podcast will end before the next episode airs. So that is all we're going to get to when it comes to Chucky. But we are having, again, our Heidi Ho Halloween special. And I'm having 3 guests on. As far as I know, as of right now, it's 3 guests. There might be more. So it's going to be awesome. And I can't wait for you guys to meet some new guests, some reoccurring guests, and we'll have a blast. Once again, I love you, Ryan. I love you, Justin. Thank you guys for always watching over me. And, you know, it's something this podcast is going to miss forever. So I seriously appreciate you guys being here for me. Thank you.